Draft, America's favorite brand for dishes, presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. In the East, they say...
You like it, really.
Out West, it's...
You go for it, and how.
And down South, they say...
You love it, honey.
Take my word for it. If you hate to do dishes, then try the new Draft. It's really been improved. It does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap you ever used. The suds alone are sensational. They spring up quick. They spring up thick. In fact, this new Draft makes more suds than any product known. That's right. Ounce for ounce in the hardest water, Draft beats them all for suds. And those new Draft suds wash dishes cleaner than soap. Even glasses shine without wiping. Grease practically dissolves. Even the dishwater never feels greasy, never even looks greasy. There's a new mildness to new Draft, too. You know, Draft always has been milder, for colors, for instance, than the best soap flakes on the market. And oh, how easy that new Draft is on your hands. Draft is delightfully sneeze-free, too. Contains less irritating dust than any product of its kind. Every package of new Draft goes lots further, too. Washes one quarter more dishes, to be specific. Try it just once, and you'll see right away why more people use Draft for dishes than any other brand.
You like it, really. You go for it, and how. You love it, honey.
Try it. The new improved Draft. If you like speedy dishwashing... You'll love that new Draft. And now, Joyce Jordan, M.D.
I didn't sleep much during the night before Antonia Andressa's operation. I kept asking myself questions. Should I have done as Antonia herself suggested? Should I have left well enough alone? Antonia and Bob had been so happy in their little world. What right had I to disturb their happiness? And yet, I remembered the oath of Hippocrates. If I didn't operate on Antonia, I'd be denying that oath. I closed my eyes in the darkness and tried to imagine what Antonia and Bob were saying to each other in that hospital room.
Bob, when did you first fall in love with me? Was it when you first saw me dance on the wire?
No, Andy, that wasn't the time I fell in love with you. I fell in love with you when... when, believe it or not, you were in the menagerie.
But I was so seldom in the menagerie, Bob.
One of the lions had a single cub. You were standing beside the cage. You were looking at that little ball of fur. It was like a large kitten.
Oh.
There was a queer expression on your face.
What sort of expression?
And it was soft. None of the outlines in your face were clear.
What do you mean?
Well, the outlines all ran together.
You make me sound like a dish of melted ice cream, Bob.
I don't talk very well. It was as if you were looking at a baby. Perhaps your baby. When people in the circus told me that you were unfriendly, that you didn't have any close ties, that you didn't want any close ties, I always saw you with your face soft.
At this instant, I am remembering how you saved my life. There was a knife thrown at me. You pushed me aside. I was cross at you because you pushed me so hard against the wall. I did not realize that you were saving my life.
And it all happened very quickly. I didn't have time to explain.
I am thinking of how you asked me to marry you. I told you we would be engaged, but I never intended to marry you.
I was afraid to believe in my own luck. I couldn't believe that you'd marry me either.
Bob, I was a very horrible person when you first knew me.
Oh, no, you've always been the most wonderful person in the world. I've always loved you.
I thought it was a joke when you asked me to marry you, Bob.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Once Pete, my manager, he said to me, hate breeds hate. Too many people hate you, Andy. But, Bob, you proved that love breeds love. I love you with my whole heart and soul.
And I love you.
We have had a real marriage, although it has been an unusual marriage.
Yes.
Nothing will ever separate us, Bob.
Nothing.
Not even death.
Oh, now, Andy, don't speak of death. The operation will be a success. You'll be strong and well again. You'll walk again. We'll walk together until we're old, old people.
Perhaps after tomorrow, you will be looking at me from a distance, Bob. I will be farther from you perhaps after tomorrow than I was when I danced on the silver wire and you stood in the ring. But some part of me will be with you always, Bob. Whether I am in this world or the next.
Look, we'll call off the operation. I can't go through with it when you talk like this.
I can, Bob. I must. If we go on as we are, oh, say for 20 years, you might get tired of being my husband.
Oh, never, Andy.
But if I get well and strong, we will have a different life. We will be like any other young married couple. One day, we may even have a baby. That she's as cute as a lion cub.
Andy. Oh, Andy, I...
Perhaps the next time we are in the hospital together, Bob, it will be on account of that baby of ours. Let us think it anyway. Let us wish it.
I slept finally, realizing even as I dropped off that Andy and Bob would talk the night away. When the alarm clock went off violently, I jumped out of bed, hurried into my clothes, and was at the hospital by 6:30. As I walked through the lobby toward the elevators, a voice hailed me.
Dr. Jordan, wait a minute, will you?
Oh, you're early too, Dr. Gaylord.
You look fresh and rested.
Every woman should meet someone like you every morning at 6:30, Dr. Gaylord.
Oh.
I've scarcely slept a wink.
Nobody would ever guess.
Well, a cold shower works wonders. Oh, it's operating room A this morning. I'll meet you in the antechamber. I want to say hello to Antonia. I hope Andy's in good spirits.
Come in. Come in.
Well, how's everything this morning?
Oh, fine, well, thank you.
My goodness, Andy, you look pretty. The pink ribbon in your hair is so becoming. I've never seen two faces that were so bright.
We reviewed all the possible situations during the long night hours, Dr. Jordan. Bob and I are at peace. No matter what happens, we can face it.
I went up to operating room A, and Dr. Gaylord was waiting for me. We scrubbed up together silently. And then all at once, we were in the operating room with a gallery of doctors watching, with a neurosurgeon taking the place of the chief of staff who was out of town. Dr. Gaylord stood beside me. The anesthetist was administering ether. Dr. Gaylord came to me and said...
Ready, Dr. Jordan. She's under.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Jordan...
I'm all set. Nurse, the tray, please. You take her pulse. Regular? Thanks.
You're using that lancet?
Yes. It's here that I make the first incision. Right here.
Fine.
Gauze. Alcohol. Clamp. Hurry. Clamp off that bleeder, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Jordan.
More gauze. That scalpel now, that special one.
This is amazing.
I must dissect the scar tissue.
Plenty of it there. I didn't realize.
Yes, I must dissect it out and free the nerves.
Yes.
This time I must go deep. Very deep. This step is the most important of all. Nurse, the patient's pulse. Is it regular?
Yes, Dr. Jordan. It's good. It's very good.
Is there anything? anything that I can do?
Just watch. Watch every move I make so that if anything... That Lancet, nurse. Clamp off that bleeder, quickly. Now, her pulse.
It's not quite so regular.
We're coming very close, Dr. Gaylord.
Very close?
To the seat of the trouble, to the final step. We'll know almost immediately. That scalpel, nurse.
That one.
Here. Thank you. This is the final step, Dr. Gaylord. Antonia's whole future depends on this step. Perhaps her life.
You have a listening look on your face, Dr. Jordan. It's as if you hear something.
I'm hearing the oath that every doctor takes when she becomes a doctor. Oh, God, let Antonia Andressa walk again. And after she's able to walk, let the good that's been awakened in her heart and soul stay with her. I'm only taking out harmful scar tissue, God. I want to leave in all the goodness. She's passing through the valley of the shadow, but she will fear no evil, for love is with her. I've finished. Catgut, nurse. The needle. I'll sew up the incision. Yeah. Tie this, nurse. How's her pulse?
It's stronger again.
Then I think we've won against dreadful odds, Dr. Gaylord.
Yes, Dr. Jordan?
The operation is over. The patient's still alive. We'll only have to wait for a little while to know the real outcome.
You mean?
You said it a while ago, Dr. Gaylord. Will she revert to type or won't she? Have I brought the bad Antonia back? Or is the new Antonia here to stay?
What is it that does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap ever could?
Dreft?
Right. If you like speedy dishwashing, you'll love the new Dreft. It's been amazingly improved. Why, do you know what makes more suds than any product known?
Dreft?
Right. Ounce for ounce in the hardest water, Dreft tops them all for suds. Rich suds that wash dishes cleaner than soap. They shine even without wiping. Grease disappears without scouring. And tell me this. What is now even milder for your hand?
Dreft?
Right. You know, Dreft always was milder for colors and the most expensive soap flakes. Imagine how easy it is on your hands. This new Dreft is wonderfully sneeze-free, too. And every package lasts longer. Washes one quarter more dishes. Don't miss it. The new, improved Dreft. If doing dishes gets you down, you'll love that new Dreft.
Dreft?
Right. Now, this is Ron Rawson inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes. It's new, it's improved, it's better than ever. Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.